The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hello, old dogs. This is your host and top dog, Bill Manicero. I hope you're having a blessed holiday and are getting ready for an amazing new year. Today's show is a special rebroadcast of one of our most popular episodes. I'm introducing the show under the banner Best of Old Dogs REI Network Podcast. Well, enjoy.
This episode of the Old Dogs REI Network is brought to you by Mino Studio. Welcome to the Old Dogs REI Network, where cash flow is king. Real estate investing, the means, so you can enjoy your retirement dreams. This is the show where we cut right to the chase. No sales pitch, no long monologues, just simple how-to real estate investing advice, so you can earn the passive income you need to enjoy your retirement today. And now, your host and chief old dog, Bill Manicero.
Hello, old dogs, and welcome to
Fun Facts Friday.
This is our once a week, only on Friday show, where we have special episodes not featuring guests, where I will share tricks, tips, terminology, and techniques that will help skyrocket you to real estate investing success. Today's topic is 9 steps to buying your first rental property. But before I begin, I just want to give you a quick little update. I recently was in Indianapolis. As I had mentioned last week, I went to my 22-unit property, and we are converting a couple of the units in it to Airbnb rentals. It was a real quick trip. I was only, I think, traveling and there a total of 5 days, so it was very quick. But we got the place all up and ready. I've got some pictures I'm actually going to post in our show notes for this show, just to have you take a look at it. And I will update you as time goes along as to how it does and how those units do in the Airbnb market space. So just want to let you know that. And also hope everything's going well with you. Stay in touch. You know, if you have any questions, please submit them to our website, olddogsreinetwork.com/contact. There's a little contact area. You can send questions in. I'll be happy to answer them as they come up. Okay, today's topic is 9 steps to buying your first property. Buying a rental property is largely similar to buying a residential property. I mean, there are a lot of components that are the same. However, some important differences do exist. Although there is no complete guide on how to buy a rental property, I'm listing a few main steps which you need to follow once you have made the decision to buy an investment property. So let's get started. Number one, know your why. Recently in episode number 122, I talked about the importance of knowing your why before your first rental purchase. You really need to understand why you're making that purchase in the first place and what's your end game and your primary motivation. This will really help you in strategizing and outlining your plan. Number two, find a mentor. Although you can buy your first property without one, it's always better to have that other voice, that experienced person or second opinion, to be able to objectively review your numbers and details regarding that purchase. Also, it helps if that person understands your why and your overall goals and objectives to see if this property makes sense for the long run as part of your plan. This step helps you reduce your chances of error or making the types of mistakes you may regret later. Do not be afraid to make mistakes. You will make them. But this step will just help prevent the big ones, I think. If you don't have an official mentor, that's okay too. But you need to at least run this by someone you respect, somebody who has the experience in this type of real estate investing that you are doing. Number three, do your homework. Buying a rental property can be as exciting as buying your own home, but that doesn't mean you should rush before you have done proper research. Though you don't have to be an expert in real estate investments or even in real estate, you have to do your homework properly. Start answering some simple questions to determine the best investment property for you. Like, what kind of investment property do you want to buy? If it's your first time buying a rental property, I would generally recommend that you start small and simple. Look for an apartment, a duplex, or a small apartment building. Buying a large income property sounds tempting because of the expected higher profits, but is also more costly and will require more work. It's kind of nice to learn with the smaller properties. As you get that experience, then it's easier to make that transition. Remember to not overwhelm yourself by starting bigger than you can manage or afford. Real estate investing is, to a large extent, learning by doing. After you have learned the basics of it and have started making profit, you can think about expanding your rental property business by either replacing your first rental property with a bigger one or buying a second investment property. Which cities and which neighborhoods do you want to buy your first investment property in? Identify the best places to buy rental property. Choose carefully the area which you would like to buy an income property. Is it attractive for tenants? Is there demand? How is the infrastructure around there? Is it getting overcrowded? What are average prices? Are prices on the rise? Check out our episode 095 on how to find emerging markets for the best deals with our guest, Vinnie Chopra. It's got great information about how to select markets. Once you've settled on a neighborhood, what is the average rent in that area? The rent that you may expect to charge for your income property will be the main determinant of your profit. So you have to know the average rent for that kind of property. Number four, go to the bank. Since the very beginning, you have to think about financing the rental property, which you will be buying. Paying for a rental property is equally as important as finding the rental property. Thus, start arranging the financing as soon as you start looking for a potential income property. Talk with your bank or your mortgage broker how much you can afford to buy for. This will depend on your startup capital, if any, how much you have in terms of liquid funds, and the expected rent for the investment property that you will end up buying. Number five, do the math. Once you have an idea about the kind of income property you want to invest in and the mortgage you can afford, do some calculations. Don't throw yourself in real estate investing without doing the proper math first. It seems simple. Cash flow equals income minus expenses. Income is the rent that you will charge your tenants for your investment property. Check out my three-part series on analyzing rental properties, beginning with episode 036, and that might help you in terms of what kind of numbers you have to know and where you come up with those numbers. The expenses get a little bit more complicated. The most obvious one is the mortgage. Online investment property mortgage calculators can be helpful here. Then you come to taxes. Remember that property taxes might grow exponentially, especially if it's an emerging area. Many states offer homeowners exemptions on their primary residence, so property taxes on rental properties are significantly higher. Then you need to include other less apparent costs, such as maintenance. Just like your home, your income property will require regular maintenance. As soon as you become a landlord, you or your property manager will start receiving phone calls from your tenants about the problems with the property. Somebody's going to have to fix them for a price. The costs vary significantly, so you have to have a plan and know the cost beforehand. If something breaks, have an idea of what that's going to cost to repair. Also, don't underestimate the damage that renters can do, and they will do. Number six, make a plan. After you have done some research and thinking, set specific goals and make your plan. It's best to write down your goals and periodically check that you are sticking to them. If you decide to buy a single family home, let's say for $500,000, don't get tempted to buy a $600,000 house with a beautiful garden, for example, even though I don't recommend buying single family homes to get started. Sometimes we have to. But remember, investing in rental property is a business and should be treated as such. Be sure to make the decisions that will provide you with the most profitable income property at a price that you can afford. Number seven, network. Real estate is all about relationships. The best way for a beginner real estate investor to learn is to connect with other local investors or other investors through your network, and maybe it's online. Reach out to other already established investors in the area which you are considering. Successful investors are proud of their achievements and like to brag about them. Learn about their experiences. However, this doesn't mean overwhelming them with questions and requests. Try to learn a few things from each investor you talk to. And this might be a great place for you to meet that mentor or somebody that can help you with your first purchase as well. So I would say if you can get involved with local meetups or REI groups, that's fantastic. You can also go to places like Bigger Pockets. You can also get in the Old Dogs Facebook group and places like that to try to make contact with other investors. Number 8, start shopping. Now comes the exciting part, the shopping for the actual investment property. There are many websites which you can use to find listings. There are many in various U.S. cities and neighborhoods. However, those sites don't usually contain all the information you will need before making your decision. Thus, it makes sense to have at least 3 brokers / agents in each area you will be searching. Brokers are usually paid by the seller, so you don't have to worry about the cost. It's important to find a broker who understands the area well and is in tune with your needs and your criteria. Ultimately, you hope to develop such a strong rapport that you will start receiving off-market or pocket listings from your broker, which give you an opportunity to find properties that you can find under value. Also in that shopping area, you can also do direct mail, and there's other ways to go direct to seller, which can open up some great opportunities, those off-market opportunities that you may be interested in. Number 9, make an offer. When you have found the investment property you want to go for and have clarified all necessary details, it's now time to make your offer. Your broker, if you're using one, will fill out the paperwork and submit your offer to the seller. Make sure to only spend an amount that works for you and meets your criteria. Don't let your emotions take over. Once again, remember that this is a business decision, so the numbers have to make sense. Once you've completed these steps, you are more or less ready to enter the world of real estate investing. That's it for today, guys. Please remember, Old Dog listeners, everything presented here today, including the links to these other shows that I referenced, can be accessed in our show notes on the Old Dogs website at olddogsreinetwork.com/blog. So until next time, remember, cash flow is king and real estate investing the means. Thanks again for listening, and God bless.
Thank you very much for visiting the Old Dogs REI Network. We would greatly appreciate if you would stop by iTunes and let us know what you think of the show. We would love if you could subscribe to the podcast, give us a 5-star rating, and write a review. The more ratings and reviews we receive, the more visible the podcast will be to others. Thank you.